Now, the rest of the story. In the official Major League Baseball record book, compiled 1973, you will find outlined a chronology of this all-American sport. Listed among baseball history's most significant events are these. 1839, the traditional date of baseball's invention by Ebner Doubleday in Cooperstown, New York, right? 1839. 1845, the first organized baseball team formed by Alexander Cartwright. Cartwright also established rules of play for his team, the Knickerbocker Baseball Club of New York. Those rules are remarkably similar to today's. 1858, the founding of the National Association of Baseball Players, 25 clubs in all. That same year, Henry Chadwick wrote the first actual baseball rule book, and spectators were charged admission for the first time. 1862, the first enclosed ballpark at Union Grounds in Brooklyn. 1868, Harry Wright organized the first all-professional baseball team, the Cincinnati Red Stockings. The first professional league, the National Association, followed 3 years later. Baseball's next three decades were characterized by minor rules changes and additional equipment for players. But then in 1903, the first World Series. Regarding this history, many are surprised at the depth of baseball's roots. The Russians claim a similar game. The British played something called rounders, yet something predating both of those has been overlooked by the official record book's chronology. It's a poem of four lines entitled Baseball. In 1906, the so-called Special Baseball Commission was formed. It was comprised of prominent baseball executives, including a couple of United States senators. Reviewing baseball's history, the commission backtracked over the same ground you have just covered, the founding of the first professional league, the first professional team, the writing of the first official rule book, the earlier establishment of the rules on which the book was based. But the commission's greatest challenge was designating the actual invention of baseball. And it was not until December 30, 1907, that the commission released its findings. Those findings, and I quote, "Baseball was born in Cooperstown, New York, in 1839. Its originator was Abner Doubleday. Therefore, baseball is indeed an all-American game." Almost 80 years have passed since the Special Baseball Commission reported to us. So to those who believe the last word on the subject has been uttered, I want to call your attention to that four-line poem entitled Baseball. Quote, "The ball once struck off, away flied the boy to the next desired post, and then home with joy." That poem, entitled Baseball and describing baseball, was first published in a children's book in Great Britain in 1744. That was 75 years before Abner Doubleday was born. And now you know the rest of